with BookBeat. I'm Ron Swaim. James Dickey is hardly a reclusive poet. With his huge frame and wide-brim hat, Dickey is an outspoken man who has roamed the woods of his native South to hunt with crossbow and with blowgun. But his poetry is sensitive and complex. He won a National Book Award in 1966. Born in 1923, Dickey says he received little inspiration to write from his parents.
My mother was an invalid or semi-invalid, and she liked to read, but mostly listen to the radio and talk over the phone to relatives.
Dickey's father was a lawyer who loved the rhetoric of famous trial attorneys such as Clarence Darrow.
He used to read famous trials to me from a big bookcase of trial transcripts he had called Classics of the Bar.
James Dickey played football at Clemson for one season before entering the Air Force as a fighter pilot during World War II. He wrote his first poems while in the Philippines. After the war, he entered Vanderbilt, and as he began to write, he found himself sticking to a single principle.
The determination to live by means of the word, of language, and mainly in the most refined and difficult and important use of it, which is poetry.
As long as he's been writing, Dickey says he has never lost his enthusiasm for the form.
I've read hundreds of thousands of poems in lots of different languages and so on, and I've written a good many and so on, and I have notes of hundreds more. But the subject never bores me. I can sit down and work on poetry all day long.
James Dickey's early poems have been republished in a book called The Central Motion. A recent collection of essays is called Night Hurdling. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Early on, the poet James Dickey knew he wanted to live by means of the written word.
Something inside me said, this is for me. This is what I want to do.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Unlike some poets, James Dickey does not fit into any category or school, such as the Fugitives, the Black Mountain Group, the New York Poets, or the Beats.
I'm a complete loner, outsider, a guerrilla fighter.
Dickey is poet in residence at the University of South Carolina, where he teaches a course called Verse Composition. Unlike poetry, he says, verse can be taught because, as in geometry, there are established rules.
Poetry is something that is indefinable, that sometimes is said within verse and by means of verse and sometimes not.
But by the same token,
a lot of poetry is written in verse, but there's a great deal of verse which does not rise to the level of poetry.
Dickey says some poets become enchanted by their lines and often tread a dangerous line that runs between intelligibility and unintelligibility.
It's easy to persuade yourself that it means something important because you like it, and it's that would be enough certification. But I think you have to watch out there. Self-delusion is very easy when you get over into that area.
But Dickey concedes he's not all that sure about the meaning of some of his own work. While Dickey has written screenplays, the script for his novel Deliverance, and an adaptation of Call of the Wild for NBC, his focus has been poetry. His most recent book of new poems is Puella, written after the death of his wife with a young woman he later married. James Dickey also says that for the past 34 years, he has been working on a novel about blind men and airplanes. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.